Chapter 7. Objected again why their father should forbid them to wear a broom-stick on their coats, a caution that seemed unnatural and impertinent, upon which he was taken up short, as one that spoke irreverently of a mystery which doubtless was very useful and significant, but ought not to be over-curiously pried into or nicely reasoned upon. And in short, their father's authority being now considerably sunk, this expedient was allowed to serve as a lawful dispensation for wearing their full proportion of silver fringe. A while after was revived an old fashion, long antiquated, of embroidery with Indian figures of men, women, and children. 79. Here they had no occasion to examine the will. They remembered but too well how their father had always abhorred this fashion, that he made several paragraphs on purpose, importing his utter detestation of it, and bestowing his everlasting curse to his sons, whenever they should wear it. For all this, in a few days they appeared higher in the fashion than anybody else in the town. But they solved the matter by saying that these figures were not at all the same with those that were formerly worn, and were meant in the will. Besides, they did not wear them in that sense, as forbidden by their father, but as they were a commendable custom, and of great use to the public. That these rigorous clauses in the will did therefore require some allowance and a favorable interpretation, and ought to be understood cum grano salis. But fashions perpetually altering in that age, the scholastic brother grew weary of searching further evasions and solving everlasting contradictions. Resolved, therefore, at all hazards to comply with the modes of the world, they concerted matters together, and agreed unanimously to lock up their father's will in a strong dash box, brought out of Greece or Italy. 79b, I have forgot which, and trouble themselves no farther to examine it, but only refer to its authority whenever they thought fit. In consequence whereof, a while after it grew a general mode to wear an infinite number of points, most of them tagged with silver, upon which the scholar pronounced ex cathedra adia, that points were absolutely jure paterno as they might very well remember. It is true, indeed, the fashion prescribed somewhat more than were directly named in the will. However, that they, as heirs general of their father, had power to make and add certain clauses for public emolument, though not deducible totidem verbis from the letter of the will, or else multa absurda sequerenter. This was understood for canonical, and therefore on the following Sunday they came to church all covered with points. The learned brother so often mentioned, was reckoned the best scholar in all that, or the next street to it, insomuch as having run something behindhand with the world, he obtained the favor from a certain Lord A.D.B. to receive him into his house, and to teach his children. A while after the Lord died, and he, by long practice upon his father's will, found the way of contriving a deed of conveyance of that house to himself and his heirs, upon which he took possession, turned the young squires out, and received his brothers in their stead. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.